Fire away.
I guess the probably the big turning point of the game was that third inning when you get the first two guys out and everything fell apart from there.
No question. You know, I think it was hit, then two hit batters, and then grand slam. So definitely disappointing. And, you know, one of the things that you can't can – you have no defense for a walk and no defense for a home run. So, you know, we just kind of handed it to them and got behind. And then we just had a hard time competing at the plate today. You know, you kind of tip your cap to Corcoran a little bit. He kept us off balance, three pitches again for strikes. You know, but we just couldn't muster the energy to kind of punch back at him today. Must be something in this room. I think I've sneezed three days in a row in the middle of the press conference.
Court just worked from the stretch today. Is that something new?
That was something we kind of felt like his windup was causing him some control issues. You know, but it didn't solve anything today, obviously. And he just looked like he was tentative with everything he was doing today. Didn't look comfortable really at any time that he had good stuff and he was going to get him out.
He still struck out, but like.
Yeah, you look at it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's got six strikeouts in three innings, one walk, and gave up six runs. So it doesn't equate, but, you know, the two hit batters and then. You know, their guy had a great day, Yanni. So, you know, he's played in the league for a long time. 3-for-5, 8 RBIs. That's a pretty good day. Good way to go out if you're going out.
You had some chances early with the right guys coming up, and it just didn't happen.
Couldn't get the big hit. You know, kind of yesterday kind of blended into the day a little bit to where we just could not get a big hit to kind of close that gap. We got it on Friday night, you know, hit a couple home runs just to – put the thing in half, but today we just could not get that extra hit to probably put more pressure on
them. So what lies ahead now?
Off tomorrow, practice here Monday, then head up to Durham. Obviously the bracket will come out tomorrow. It kind of looks to me like, if I got it looked at right, we'll be playing Notre Dame and Duke in our pool. And it looks like Notre Dame would be the first one up. They obviously play each other on Tuesday. So we just got to go, you know, use tomorrow as a good rest day and then be ready to go. You know, I'm my gut is we play on Wednesday, but I don't know what time yet.
You make any changes to your rotation based on the short week or how things are going?
I think we'll still go Willingham on our first game and then Connor Thomas in game two.
Questions for Coach?
All your seniors came in.
They did.
Well.
Now I was happy for those guys. All four of them got in and, you know, did a nice job. You know, keep made it interesting one inning. We got a great double play ball. And then, you know, just everybody else, I thought, threw the ball pretty well. It was great to see.
Anything else?
We're good.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Good luck. Thank you.